Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Immigration and border security have long been hot-button issues in presidential politics. They're also crucial topics at the state and local levels, including here in Massachusetts. As WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports, a wave of migrants is stretching the state's ability to provide shelter, fueling debate around the issue and political opportunism.
To appreciate how potent the immigration issue has become in Massachusetts, consider the rise of Republican State Senator Peter Durant. As the number of migrants coming to the state began to climb last fall, the former state rep from Spencer seized the moment in a special election.
As soon as the migrant crisis started to kind of take off, that was all anybody wanted to talk about. They were expressing their frustration, so that quickly became the dominant theme of the election.
Durant won the Senate seat in central Massachusetts, the first Republican to win a special election in the state since 2017. And he's continuing to embrace a hard line on immigration. He wants to amend the state's 40-year-old right to shelter law, which promises housing to families in need, including immigrants. Durant is tapping into complex emotions here. A majority of Massachusetts respondents in a recent poll say they support the right to shelter law. But Steve Cazella, president of the Mass Inc. polling group, says people are more divided on whether to welcome those fleeing persecution and violence in other countries.
There we found people roughly split, and a lot of people saying, I don't know. You know, so there's a lot of nuance and ambiguity around people's views of this particular issue.
Shame on Healy! Shame on Wu! Shame on Healy!
Some Massachusetts residents are alarmed by the state's handling of the migrant issue. Recently, a small group protested outside the Melnia Cass Recreational Complex in Roxbury. A sign read, "Why Roxbury? Try Wellesley." Sean Nelson, a perennial protester, said he objects to a plan by the state to temporarily house up to 400 migrants in the Roxbury Rec Center.
They get housing, food, welfare, health care for free. Yet, people who have been waiting in line have been bumped to the end of the line. But we're tired of this. This is not only happening in Massachusetts, this is going all around the country.
We're here today because we really don't have a choice.
Inside the Cass Center, surrounded by Roxbury's political and community leaders, Governor Maura Healey said taking over the rec center is temporary but necessary after scores of migrant families had been sleeping at Logan Airport. A few days later, a frustrated Healey testified on Beacon Hill. She slammed Republicans in Washington, who were urged on by former President Donald Trump to kill a bipartisan immigration plan. The bill would have reformed the asylum process and sent tens of millions of dollars to states like Massachusetts.
I've called the White House. I've called Congress. I've called our delegation. If anyone has a way to get through to Republicans in Congress to stop playing politics and move on for the betterment of this country, we can solve this issue today.
According to the Healey administration, emergency shelter services across the state, including for immigrants, will cost $1 billion in the coming fiscal year. And with the collapse of the plan in Washington, migrants will continue to arrive, putting more pressure not just on red border states, but on blue states like Massachusetts.
We obviously have a huge problem here. It's our tax dollars that are being sucked up, and it's our residents who are being affected by this.
Again, State Senator Peter Durant. He says the situation requires changing the right to shelter law so it benefits only state residents, or at least families that have been in the state for a certain amount of time.
As difficult as it may sound, once you cut off the benefits, people will no longer have an incentive to come here. And even many of those that are here will have to go and find someplace else to go.
Susan Tracy, a Democratic political strategist in Boston, says the problem isn't the right to shelter law. It's the lack of affordable housing.
We had a housing problem before the immigrant problem. The immigrant problem makes it worse. But the reality is I think where our focus should be is on how do we have more housing and more housing that's affordable for people?
Tracy is concerned that the influx of immigrants and the challenges facing migrant families are being exploited for political gain. But without a solution from Washington, this debate will continue to dominate national and local politics in this presidential election year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.